If you're looking to get your taxes done, contact Wildlife Tax Service. Email wildlifetaxservice@gmail.com or contact wildlifetaxservices.com. Or you can contact Wildlife Tax Services at 1-708-517-6281.
They call them
Welcome to Riders Live, y'all. We got another episode of What's Poppin' this week on Riders Live. Let's get into it, y'all. King Chris Rock sellout tour. That's what's poppin'. I have a book signing at the Regal Room April 9th for my book White Lines. That's what's poppin'. The single White Lines produced by Ben Malik. That's what's poppin'. Pape G, Hollis Rock, Chain, and Crux, as well as myself featured on White Lines. That's what's poppin'. People that purchase White Lines, that's what's poppin'. DJ Dink, DJ Turk, DJ BT Turner, reppin' for the culture of house music. That's what's poppin'. House music, that's what's poppin'. Originality, that's what's poppin'. Follow the light, never follow the smoke. That's what's poppin'. RidersOnline.net/store. That's what's poppin'. Success is for winners. That's what's poppin'. Fame is for fools. That's what's poppin'. That's this week's segment of What's Poppin' on Riders Live. That's what's poppin'. Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today, I got two prominent DJs from the city of Chicago. House DJs, party DJs. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
This Big Turk, man. This Mighty DJ Turk. You know, I've taken the DJ off. It's Rodney. It's record playing Turk. What's up, man? What's up? What's good? How y'all feeling, man? Y'all good?
What's up, Chicago? I'm the one and only DJ Dink. Also can be known as a hip-hop producer for pretty much a gang of artists, but my heart has always been as a house music. I've always been a house music DJ. What up?
Okay. DJ Turk, how did you get into DJing?
Man, grammar school. I mean, the homies in the hood, you know, my family, you know, my mom and daddy and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, kept me grounded in music, you know, my whole existence basically, from playing the drums to being a musician. I just, you know, DJing just came naturally. You know, the turntables actually came naturally to me. So that's part of what they want to be a DJ. You
know. Okay. DJ Dink, how did you get into DJing?
Oh, it was crazy. One Ron Hardy party, man. I was a Farley fanatic, man. Like Farley, everything. I had to scratch 20 times or 10 times a party, you know, and then everybody just like, look, man, you have to go to the music box, man. I'm like, what is this music box stuff y'all talking about, man? And I went to the music box, bro, and I ain't scratched since, bro. Just put it there. Like disco was like, it's a whole new, it's a way of life, bro. It's not even music, bro. It's just, it's a way of life, bro. Like listening to disco ain't like listening to no other music, bro.
Nah, it truly isn't.
Okay. No. DJ Turk, who are some of your influences in the DJ game that inspired you?
My man Freddie Mac, you know what I'm saying, from my, you know, I'm from the 100, so you know what I'm saying. I grew up with Craig Loftus and all them. Craig, we all from the same block. Freddie Mac, my man Spank, but the most influential was Boo Williams and Ron Hardy. You know what I'm saying? Because Boo was spending around the same time, you know, niggas was going to parties and, you know what I'm saying, going to Mendel, plus he went to Mendel. So when Ron came to Mendel, it was a shoo-in. We in there, you know what I'm saying? But Ron is the most effective DJ for me, you know what I'm saying? Him and Lil Lewis, oh man, and my man Rush, you know, even Dinks, Dink over there, you know what I'm saying? I know how he get out, you know what I mean? With the beats and all of that, you know what I mean? So you can tell, you know, where I kind of thrive, where I thrive and being, you know, like being on top of my game with this music, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, so for me, Ron and Lil Lewis, Rush, Fred, you know, a few ghetto celebrity niggas, you know what I'm saying? So, and plus with the hip hop shit, you know, I'm crazy, like Premier and them. So, you know, Premier, Dre, Terminator X, all the niggas, all the DJs, Mix Master Ice, all those guys, and V, all them, they all inspired my way DJ.
Okay, Dane, what about you?
Man, Ron Hardy, Frankie Knuckles, Andre, Lil Lewis. It wasn't no lot. Once I started listening to Ron, like all the DJs that I really fell in love with, I had to throw them to the wayside. Like, man, listen. I don't know what y'all spinning, bro, but that ain't it right there.
And your thing.
Yeah, it's just been going like that ever since. I mean, I listen to the, it's five DJs I listen to right now. I'm gonna keep it 100. Just off you asking me that question, I have to listen to Negro, bro. Like, I have to listen to Negro at least once or twice a day. I listen to Joe Clausel. I religiously listen to Joe Clausel. I have to listen to Louis Vega religiously. And the only DJs that I know that I associate with that I can actually listen to is Rocksmith. I can listen to him all day. And I can listen to Turk. I can't listen to Turk talk, though. That's what'll drive you crazy, bro. His music, bro, like his music. You can't deny nobody their music, man. I don't care what the fuck they say out their mouth. Like, you can't take his music from him, bro. So when he puts stuff out, I listen to it religiously. If he put a mix on or even though I'm driving it, he go live. Well, I listen to him because, hey, it's the music there. You know, that's what I listen to, the music. The music got to be something, bro. It got to move right. Me some type of way. And it can't be one or two songs. It got to be 30 minutes, an hour straight. Bro. So I can be, I'm in the car, I was listening to Turk in the car one day and I had somebody in there with me, but I was listening to him off the phone and they was talking so much and I'm like, hey, shut the fuck up, man. Because I couldn't hear his blends. You know, I'm a blend fanatic. Like, you can't blend with me. You're not a DJ. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. There was only one person that couldn't blend, but was a superstar, and that was Ron Hardy. Everybody else, y'all gotta blend, bro. You have to. Ron can turn all the music off and people will still dance, bro. Like, there's no
holler, jump up and down, that
right. So the music can be off for 5 minutes and people would still dance, bro. It's the most insane shit I ever seen in my life, bro.
Yeah.
So that's what make me want to get into music, bro. Like, good DJs, bro. Like, good DJs. And I'm gonna leave you with this right here. It's every time Turk be online and he get into an argument, I never say anything because I know he got his own ways of thinking. But if somebody question his music, then I jump right in. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro?
Okay.
Like, what is you on? You know, it got to be good music, bro. It just has to be. And that's what house do, bro. House is good music, bro.
Okay, I appreciate that. So we got DJ BT Turner who just stepped in the building. I'm going to ask BT, this gentleman. I'm gonna ask this gentleman the same question that I asked y'all, so please bear with me. So how did you get into DJing, DJ BT Turner? And who are some of your influences?
Oh man. Reverb Curve. Reverb Curve introduced me to DJing. I was 10 years old. He DJed at my graduation party, and I was in the front room, and I kept saying, why he keep switching the records? You know, I ain't know nothing about it then. I'm like, why he keep switching the records? So they start going together. I start going over his crib with her. They go in the bedroom, do they thing. I'm in there playing with his equipment. After that, I'm in grammar school DJing. I seen it was a way to pick up girls. It was a way to pick up girls. Everybody want to come to the party, get in the party's free. And man, leading up to now, man, it's so many different cats out here. I try to listen to everybody. Curb right now, he's still like my mentor, you know, as far as the DJing. Even though I've been doing it over 30 some years, I still look up to him. I pay attention to everybody that's DJing. I listen to everybody. I listen to everybody's style. And I've never seen two DJs out here that got the same style of playing. Everybody got their own style. But, you know, I tell people now, the DJ game now, to me personally, it turned into the dope game.
Wow. And what aspect?
Man, he hit it right on the head with that.
You know, I'm on Facebook daily, and I see cats out here. The first thing they say is, I hate it when cats do this, or I hate it when DJs do that. Now, 9 times out of 10, you know which DJ you're talking about. So now you're just trying to stir some bullshit up. Mm. You know, now, everybody is a DJ. Everybody, just because you got 10,000 songs on the flash.
Say that shit a million times, one more time, man.
Just because you got 10,000 songs on a flash drive, and your girl done bought you a controller for Christmas, that don't make you a DJ. No, and you also got cats out here. I can go to a club and DJ and charge these people $400. Another DJ will walk in there and say, hey, you know what? I'll charge you $375.
Yeah.
Okay, so with the bumping and the low balling, I'm gonna ask everybody this. And I mentioned this to Dink and to DJ Turk as well. So I'm gonna ask the question to you first, all right? So what skills do you think it take for a DJ to be successful and good at their skill set and craft?
First of all, and I just told somebody this a couple of months ago, you have to love what you do. It's not all about the money. Yeah, the money is good.
Turn that thing off, man.
But it's not about, you know, the money all the time. You have to love music. You have to, you know, with that, you have to know how to read your crowds. Know what to play. I don't play, when I go DJ at parties and stuff like that, I don't play for other DJs. I don't care less what another DJ say about BT. Because for one, another DJ is not signing the contracts. Another DJ is not paying me at the end of the day. Okay. I love music, you know. I just love music. And if you don't have a love for music, you'll never make it. Never make it. And all this bashing and this quote unquote, that shit is for the birds, man. I you know, me and Dink met on some t-shirt shit. And we never really talked about DJing. I know he spin, he know I spin.
Right.
And we talked a few months ago about linking up, you know, doing something at a storefront or something like that, which was a good idea. But that's the type of person I am. If I see somebody that's on some positive shit, that wanna move forward, nigga, I'm with you. All that bashing and all that shit, keep that shit over there. You know, I know cats right now, man, that's DJs, that still talk about a nigga they fell out with in the 90s.
Yeah, that's counterproductive.
Right.
You know why it's counterproductive? Bro, because let me give you an instance. Say BT and Turk two of the baddest DJs in the city. And I'm terrible. I'm a DJ, but I'm terrible. Now BT would be like, no, that nigga ain't playing at the party, bro. Turk gonna be like, no, that's our homie, man. Let him play. You know, all the time. BT like, no, man, that's not gonna keep the momentum going. That's not gonna keep the party jumping. That's not gonna have it right, bro. You gotta hit. All the records supposed to sound like one record to keep the party going, bro. It all supposed to move
together in one motion.
Yes. And Turk will be like, no, fuck that nigga. This our man. He with us. He carrying equipment every day. His girl bought him 10,000 motherfucking songs on the flash drive. He got a control. No, he ready to go. And that's how you have 20,000 DJs in Chicago, because every crew got two niggas that cannot play, and they keep their ass, drag these niggas along for every fucking thing they do.
That's the one.
Niggas that will jump on Facebook and say what Turk said. I don't like such and such. Look how he spin, man, and he ain't. Nigga, you can't even get out of a blend, bro. Be quiet, man. Shut up.
Man, you know, for me, and not to cut you out, but to expound on what you said, I say that shit, same shit every day. It's like, when the fuck is these mini-me's and all these marks, but where did it come from? And I would always say, you know, even for the part back in the day of the parties, man, because I done partied my whole life. You know what I'm saying, in Chicago, man, from the teenage days to the grown up of the day. When we went to them house parties, man, going to Medusa's and going to the Bismarck, going to Reactors and Powerhouse and the Box, the Hummingbird, all these, we went there to party. We didn't care. We knew who the DJ was. You know what I'm saying? We knew who we was paying to go here and play. You know what I'm saying? You know, so now, but like you say, you got nigga got $50 million in a big old band running around. You know, 50 records overnight. God damn it! And now they up there with the best of them. And I've been seeing all kind of crazy shit, man. So that shit bothers me, man, because I've been in this game over 34 years. I've been doing this shit a long time. You know what I'm saying? So bad me just not loving. Now house music, I love it. That's my baby. That's my bitch. And niggas get mad because
not your bitch, man.
Oh, that's my girl. That's my baby. That's my baby. She my everything. You did. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. That's my nigga. When it was time for when she show up, I show out hard. You know what I'm saying? So. But when it comes to just music in general, you know, I love it. I love all music, hip hop, reggae. So I love music. You know what I mean? That's what you know.
Right.
So I could care less about, you know, the DJ popularity shit. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about who's the most effective, period.
When y'all DJing a show, and I'm gonna start with Turk, and then I'm gonna hit Dink, and then you go BT. So when you doing a show, how do you keep up with the latest trends, or you just bring your own arsenal to set that shit off?
I kind of do it both ways. You know what I'm saying? I kind of do it like both ways, because I got grandbabies, I got daughters and shit. They keep me in tune with certain shit. Plus, I get records all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm downloading records every day. So I get to hear a lot of stuff firsthand, and I get to decide when I'm going to make a hit or break, or, you know what I'm saying, play the hot shit that's already out. So, but I come with it in my own monstrous way, though. You know what I'm saying? So because they looking at the fact that, oh, when you see me now, opposed to 20 years ago, they're like, that's an old man. He don't know no better. He don't know nothing. Then when you go busting their ass outside their young school, and they out there doing what they do normally from somebody they in their peer group, and they see me playing that same shit, they really lose their mind. Like, this old nigga know how to play. So I hit them different ways. You know what I'm saying?
What about you, Dink?
Well, you as you know, because I've recorded with you plenty of times. I'm in the studio with artists all the time, so it's easy for me to keep up with music. I basically just keep the tempo where it is. I've been taught by going to parties, Hummingbird, Reactor, places like that. Follow the crowd, bro. Follow that crowd, man. The crowd actually tells you what the next song is if you're a good DJ, bro. Basically. The crowd gonna tell you what the next song is. So I've always followed the crowd, whether it's rap, hip hop, reggae, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If I can follow that crowd, I know that if I put on A New Day by Vinny Negro, then I'm gonna have to pull. If I go low, I'm gonna go low with some Donna Summer, some Bad Girl right behind that. If I go high, I might go a little Teresa Griffin or something like that right there, you know. But I bring it back down. Like, I always just keep that tempo with my crowd. If I see one person get off the floor, I get depressed. Like, damn, man, I shouldn't even play that record, bro. I shouldn't have played it. So I just keep that tempo going, bro. If I'm in the mode playing for young people, I will play their music, but I'm definitely not going to not play any 80s and 90s, bro, which set the standards for all hip hop, bro. I'm going to play it. You know what definitely. I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's how I do it, bro. I've always read the crowd. I hear DJ saying, I just play the way I play. Well, my thing is, you can't really do that because all crowds are different, bro. You have to play for them. You know, this ain't your party. It's their party. So how I do it, bro. I follow the crowd all the time.
Right. Hey.
Ooh, what about you, DJ BT Turner?
I have a saying, man. When I DJ at parties, I have a saying, and I tell a lot of people, man, I have to make my next song better than my last song.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'm quick. I'm just like Dink said. If I see one or two people walk off that dance floor, my heart is crushed.
Yeah.
There's something going wrong. I try my best to read a crowd. Every song I play, every song I blend, I'm paying attention to the crowd. If I get 5 people up off this song right here, my next song, I got to get 10 people up. One after that, I got to get 10 more people up. If I see mm-hmm. 3 people walk off that floor, I feel I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I come back to that? Can I come back to that question? Because what I hate about it is this. You got somebody that's playing. They playing the cuts, and ain't nobody dancing, right? Ain't nobody dancing. This is Mark Clinton. He playing the cuts. The minute somebody, such as myself, or something, as I'm looking at the crowd, I'm looking at everybody sitting there on their phone and this, that, and third. Now you been there for a whole hour and some change, and I ain't seen no movement yet. That's some of the shit that I hate, because now I hate it for the other DJ. Because when I go up there, they finna get up off their ass.
What you saying that, DJ Turk? What are some of the techniques that you use to engage the listeners?
That right there. Especially,
those would read the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I come in, like for instance,
like what do you specifically do to engage the listener?
I'm gonna give you my personal, my long blood seance. When I come in, the first thing I do, I command the floor. I look at the floor. I look at the wall. I look at the whole structure of the building. Before I even, I already glanced at the booth. So once I see what the booth is, where I'm gonna be at, everything else is just like, it's like spirits. You know what I'm saying? So now what I'm seeing, if it's an older set of people in the club versus a younger set of people, I know I'm gonna hit them first because they motherfuckers just want to spend the money. So I gotta hit them first. Then I'm gonna linger around to the team bop shit. Then I'm gonna bring it full circle. And everybody just all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like to have to watch a good DJ get sat down on and this nigga playing the cuts, but ain't nobody dancing. In a minute.
But you know how that is though. How I look at that, you can have a DJ come in with 25 songs. Don't nobody know this DJ, but this DJ a killer, but don't nobody really know him. 25 songs. He played these 25 tracks, don't nobody move. Everybody's still sitting down. Now you take a top flight DJ, well-known DJ, and give him them same 25 songs, and he play them at that same party, everybody in that room gonna be on the floor.
Is that because of marketing and promotion or just his status?
Status to me, it's a status to me.
Well, yeah, I don't know about status. I think it's more, yeah, well, yeah, now that I think about it. Yeah, you can say status, but I would think more of
the black man. I mean, I don't know about that, bro, because I was just with, let me see, I gotta word this the right way because I don't want to set off nothing, because Chicago, one of them places, you can say the wrong thing about some DJs.
But the whole world is listening. The whole world is like,
It's 210,000 DJs in Chicago, boy.
Right. I think that BT and Turk probably gonna know where I'm going with this. I was just talking to two of the powers that be in Chicago. I was talking to two of them. This was last week. And they said some stuff to me that it was shockingly probably to y'all, I agree with. Like, a lot of us left house music. I left house music in 95 because I opened up my studio and it got flooded with hip hop. So I left. And a lot of other DJs left as well. But the DJs that stayed when house went really, really bad, they stayed and helped keep the whole energy and the whole community together. So now you have an influx of people that they don't know, like, feel that they deserve something they don't. Like, how could Turk and BT be in this shit for 30 years and here comes somebody who got a controller and some equipment. He been in the game 2 years. He been running up under Turk. So now he feel he deserve a place in this community. And it just don't go like that though, bro. That's why people probably think it's the powers that be. If they stayed around to help the house community stay where it was, to me, they deserve that honor, bro. They do. It's just a lot of DJs in this community deserve that respect, man. And they do. They do.
Definitely.
Now, do they overdo it sometimes? Yes, they do overdo it. Like, come on now, bro. Like, everybody else got to eat too. But do they deserve that recognition? Absolutely, bro. Absolutely, they do.
What's your thought? BT, DJ BT.
I would every single word thing just said, the same exact thing. You know, I mean, you got, like you said, you got cats out here, ain't even 2-3 years in, run and get a controller and just feel bad. Hey, no, you ain't put no, you haven't done anything.
So are they shunned upon because they got a controller, or they don't use 12 inches, or?
Okay, wait, look at this way. It don't even matter with the equipment. It don't even matter.
I'm trying to get an understanding.
I'm gonna keep it square 100 with me. It ain't about the equipment, man. It's all about the skill. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't care what's built. It ain't shit that I can't play on to get people moving. They ain't built shit I can't play on. That I can't get people moving. That's what I pride myself in.
But let me ask you this though. Okay, you say it's the skills, them same 25 tracks I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. If I go to the promontory and play them these 25 cuts, ain't nobody gonna move. Now I'm gonna just keep it real. Mike Dunn walk in there and play, got them same 25 tracks, the whole flow gonna be jumping. Exactly. That's because don't nobody know what these
kids. I mean, you know. See, I look at that in different ways too, man. You know what I'm saying? I look at it as is. Them saying 25 records, you make that statement with them. It don't matter who came in there and played them. After you play, I don't give a damn if you played on cloud nine. It's gonna always be who's the most effective. And don't tell me that ain't nobody gonna move. Somebody gonna move. You're gonna touch somebody.
The crowd know that matter. Too, though, Turk. The crowd know that too. Like, okay, I came back in 2005. I took a whole 10-year hiatus just to do hip hop. So now that I'm back in house, I come into a party, Turk the opening DJ, I feel like I should open. I mean, Turk the closer, I feel like I should close. Wait a minute, Turk stayed for the motherfucking duration of this shit. He been around, he stayed into this, he kept it going, he helped save this shit with us. Dink, why the fuck you think you can just come in here and close the party? No, nigga, you're the opener, he's the closer. They're coming to see him. And that's just what it is, bro. Like, people gotta keep it 100 with themselves. If I do anything on the level DJs, believe me, I don't give a fuck how raw I am. I'm going to be the opener because BT is going to be the closer. That's his crowd. Them are his people, bro. Like, people got to start using common sense with this house music, man. It's insane, bro.
Hey. Okay, I got one more question for all of y'all. What are y'all's thoughts on the Chosen Few and their impact on Chicago?
Seriously? Me, my honest opinion?
Yes.
Overrated.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Sam.
It's overrated. Wow.
What about you, DJ Turk?
Well, you know, consider for me, you know, considering, you know, that I go back with Terry, you know what I'm saying? I go back with Mike, you know what I mean? I go back with Wayne, you know? I know them all. You know what I'm saying? And
what is your opinion?
I really don't have one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's cool. Dink, what is your opinion?
If I had an opinion, I wouldn't make it personal. I would say that it's because of those guys that house music in Chicago anyway.
Right.
Your mic went off. Okay, go Dink.
Is he still there?
He there.
Yeah, some.
He muted. Oh, there you go.
Right, there you go.
Did you get a chance to hear what I said?
No.
He went out.
I said, if I had an opinion about that situation and not being personal, I would say that as far as Chicago goes, they've kept house music here. Like, cause it was gone for, people don't know house music had disappeared off the face of the earth for Chicago.
It did.
They kept it here, bro. Like, I just got to keep it 100 with that. But I have to put an ad on to that. Have they rubbed a lot of people the wrong way? Absolutely.
Right, I'm saying.
But because of them, bro, we have house music here, bro. And then I will argue with anybody about that because I don't do the personal shit. Like, it's just not personal. Yeah, like, right. Without the Chosen Few, without the Chosen Few, we'll be going over to Europe to listen to house, bro. Really.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't go that far, my dude.
Okay. DJ Turk, what's the most one thing you ever got out of being a DJ? What's the most rewarding part about being a DJ?
I think the last two of the last DJ battles I was in with this house shit and man, I got a lot. I made a lot of compliments. Just all my battles I won. I mean, I think, you know, I won a lot of. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, me.
Yeah, what about you, DJ BT Turner?
Well, sir, ask the question again.
What's the most rewarding part about being a DJ?
To hear almost 4,000 people in the rain at my picnic. Hanging around and screaming BT, and you and in the rain, you know, in the park. That feeling right there was like, never had that feeling before. You know, that was rewarding to me.
That's what's up. What about you, Dink?
Man, it's so many, but if I had to think of one that stood out for me, it was being able to open up as a DJ for KRS-One and 88, 89, and being able to play house music and the Chicago crowd just going crazy at the Regal, bro. Like, that meant something to me because DJs say it ain't about acknowledgement, but it actually is. When people acknowledge your craft, bro,
yeah,
it brings definitely good spirit to you, bro. It definitely do, man. Like if I hear names like BT and Turk and they in the same sentence as we doing a party together, I'm happy, bro. Like if I'm playing with BT, I'm gonna go in here. Now I'm thinking in my head, I'm fucking both of them up. But I'm happy I'm playing with these guys, bro. You happy you playing with try to play your best, bro. And that acknowledgement is everything to me, bro. Everything.
Hey, real. So you mean to tell me a couple of months ago when I took you to the crib, I had a celebrity in the car with me and I didn't even know it?
Well, I've been trying to tell you. Bro,
Hold up. Hey, DJ BT Turner, check this shit out. This nigga Dink on a rep from fucking G-Unit to my fucking house.
We dropping the mic this week on Ride Us Live. Thank everybody for listening. Everybody be safe and enjoy your weekend. Stay positive.